This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Karen McGee is here for the Central Regional Report. Karen is a content development specialist for AMI and joins us from Morrisburg, Ontario. Hey, good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Dave. How are you? Happy Football Thursday.
Happy Thanksgiving Football Thursday to you. Karen, we're a little teensy tiny bit tight here, but sort of give us the 30 to 1 minute rundown of what's happened so far with the Macy's Day Parade that I know you love.
So I've been watching actually now more. I did misunderstood the assignment, but the I've been flipping back and forth and I'm recording it. So the floats seem to be going well. What I really like it for is the Broadway performances and the Broadway actors I talk to, because I like to sing along with them and I am not risking that getting caught on camera. So.
All right.
Well, very good.
I'm sorry that watching our show has gotten in the way of a Thanksgiving Day tradition unlike any other. Karen, let's jump into a couple of the stories you've got here. We know how the light rail transit LRT in Ottawa has been plagued with all kinds of problems in phase one and the way that the thing runs, but it turns out some of the construction in phase two is also causing some problems. So what kind of accessibility issues are people facing around the city?
So they're affecting people mostly in the Richmond Road area near the intersection of Lockhart Avenue, which is a couple kilometers up the road from where our AMI office is. This part of phase two is actually going to be serving people from the Carlingwood area. The LRT construction, along with some residential construction, has really made life challenging for people who try to navigate the sidewalk, especially if you use a mobility device or have vision loss. There is deep mud that wheelchairs are not able to get through, or if you're pushing a stroller or anything. As well, large trucks are coming in and out, which makes really poor visibility if you're trying to navigate the area or cross the road. Construction is scheduled to last at least two more years, and with winter coming to Ottawa, it's going to be the perfect storm of problems. It's not going to get better anytime soon.
What does the city have to say about the issue now that it's been flagged?
So CTV News actually reached out to the director of the city, and the director of rail communications, Michael Morgan, said the following, and I'm going to quote him here. Accessibility is an important consideration for the Stage 2 LRT project. The Stage 2 team makes every effort to provide access through and around construction sites. And he went on to say they have signage and workarounds, which they detailed in the article, in place. And once Stage 2 is construction complete, they're going to have extra sidewalks and that sort of thing. But it doesn't sound like they're paying attention a lot to the needs of people right now, in my opinion. A little bit of signage doesn't necessarily help. They need to keep things passable for people without creating more barriers.
Yeah, that's exactly it. We've spoken to this extensively with a few community reporters over the years, but I know Melena Kazanavicius in Halifax has pushed hard with the regional municipality there to say, hey, we know you have to do the construction, but if you're going to do it, can you please like respect us in the slightest, like the slightest bit of consideration for someone who is using a white cane or who has a limited visibility or is using a mobility device? Like, just like give us the most modicum of consideration if you're going to dig up our sidewalks.
Yeah. You know, like put boards over the mud. And I don't know if you've ever tried to push anything through mud. It's not easy, and it makes a mess, and it's not fair.
Yeah, agreed. 100%. That's well said. Karen, let's jump on to something that's a lot more fun and a lot more happy to wrap up the show. Barrier Free Canada will be officially announcing their award winners this month, and they've added a new category for 2022. So let's start with the new category. What is it?
Okay, I made a mistake there. It's my mistake. It's actually 2021. My bad. I just noticed that in my script. Sorry. So it's the 2021 Barrier Free Business Award. It's meant to identify a business that has gone above and beyond to ensure that the physical space exceeds, not meets, accessibility standards. They're going to look at things like built environment, inclusive atmosphere. They want to be a very welcoming business for all Canadians, including those living with disabilities. So it's going to recognize businesses and organizations operating in Canada, the exact quote, have demonstrated a commitment to accessibility and the inclusion of people with disabilities.
What are some of the other categories they have here?
So the other main one is the Chris Stark Distinguished Advocacy Award, and it's to honor the memory of Chris Stark, who was a disability advocate who passed away in June 2019. This category is meant to recognize individuals in the community who demonstrated superior and outstanding advocacy over a period of 10 or more years as a leader. It's not looking for someone who's done something great in the last year. They want a proven history of advocacy. It's meant to recognize an individual who's furthered the standing, and this is the rights in Canada through respect and leadership and activism.
Right on, yes, showing that sustained success. When are the winners going to be announced?
So the announcements are going to be made via social media on Monday, November 29th, and I'm actually going to be updating who the winners are on my Kelly and Company hit on Friday next week around 2:45 p.m.
Oh, ho, ho. See, look at that. Kelly and Company getting the
scoop. Look at me cross-promoting another show.
Well, that's all right. You're allowed to do that. Karen, you and I worked together in the Ottawa office for years and years, and there were 2 days a year that I always loved working with you, but there were 2 days in particular which were always the most fun. And that one of them was American Thanksgiving, when we would watch the parade and football together in the afternoon. The other one was March Madness for the college basketball, when we would absolutely get all of our work done that day and not be watching either of the TVs set up around the office. Are you excited for American Thanksgiving? It gives you the tingles, doesn't it?
It always does, and it's extra special for me this year because my American nephew is with us this week while the rest of his family is traveling a place that he could not get to because of his vaccination status. He's 10, so he couldn't travel as much.
Okay.
So he spent the week playing video games in his room. Basically, I'm looking at it. It's a vacation. He can do what he wants. I've been giving him anything he wants to eat, and we're doing a turkey dinner tonight with the full fixings, which I always do anyway, but we're letting him think it's for him. But he got to pick the dessert. But, you know, I've been getting – my phone's been going off because our football pool's reminding us there's games today that start at 12:15 or 12:45, and it's, like, binging here beside me. I don't know why I like it so much. I used to always have to work this day, and I used to do things like in the video return feed. So on cameras and sports events – I'm watching the time. Cameras and sports events, there's a little button on the camera for camera operators that's supposed to see what's running on program feed. I would feed in the football games into their program return feed. Host got an extra monitor to watch the football games today. I don't know why. It's not a Canadian holiday, but I don't know why I like it so much.
I'm not the first person to love working with Karen McGee, apparently. Well, Karen, turkey dinner tonight. I'll be on the next train.
I'll be having a place set for you, Dave.
All right, pick me up in Brockville. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.